Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Lion's Share podcast. My name is Alistair McLean and I'm your host. I am a mentor of the pure masculine and a decoder of consciousness and a specialist in animal spirit totems. I intend to share with you everything that I'm passionate about, and I'm passionate about the truth. Today I bring you incredible wisdom from the panther in answering the question, is it gay for a man to dance? In order to answer this question today, we need to talk about my journey with sexuality. As a young child and as an adult, I was berated and constantly told I was gay, homosexual, and queer, despite not fitting into any of those categories. I found many of the obvious reasons I was being berated and bullied were because I enjoyed talking and expressing my emotions. And I did the opposite of what most men do, and I showed respect as often as I could towards the feminine. But when I did that, I was berated. And eventually this took me into a spiral of toxic masculinity, tainting my life and my spirit. And so I ended up becoming that which I despised. I became narcissistic and judgmental about the sexuality of men and women. But after my deep spiritual journey of purification, I decoded these energies of sexuality within myself and with that of my partner. I never understood why I was berated like that until I started my purification journey. I studied my own masculine energies and the feminine energy, and I believed that when I danced, that I was dancing with the feminine energy, because I danced sleek and sensual and flowing like you would see a woman dance in a club or on a movie. And I said to my partner, I can't dance like this in public because people will think it's gay. But instead of accepting that answer, I dug deeper and I became enamored with the feminine energy within me. And I found it liberating to be able to let my dance out. And in letting it out, I understood in that moment, the energy of the feminine is considered sexual because they hold an energy of magnetism. It pulls you in like the moon pulls on the tide. So it wasn't about being sexy or sensual, it was about the energies of sexuality and creation, because it is a feminine energy which consists of creation and life, the energy of the womb, which is the energy of the sacral chakra, the orange of life force and sexuality. When I exploded my energies into the dance from within my body, I was expressing my own energy of creation, which came from my sacral energy, which is the feminine energy of water. I was expressing my water consciousness and flow in the rhythm of dance. I was expressing my consciousness in complete flow. I couldn't dance because I was afraid to express my femininity, the suppressed feminine energies within me that allowed me to come into partnership with my masculine energy. So this taught me how to balance my masculinity, and it also taught me the dance is about expression. The expression of creation, this brings the freedom of expression, it brings joy, it brings wholeness, for there is no separation in the dance. So it is the sexuality of the sacral chakra of the water and the consciousness which creates the flow of movement in dance. But we are talking about water here, the sexuality, we aren't talking about the other elements just yet. Women are naturally attuned to this energy. And so when a woman dances, she dances in flow to that water energy, that sexual energy. But men repress their energy of sexuality and they enslave and oppress their feminine energy within. And obviously that shows in society as well, because what happens within happens without. And so that movement that men find feminine is actually sexual energy befitting for a man. But our patriarchal society, especially parts of the church, have rejected the energy of the feminine, the sacred energy of sexuality. And so we labeled a dance, the sensual dance, as feminine to prevent the power of the dance to be embodied within a man, which is essentially the abandonment of the self. And the abandonment wound is one of the most painful wounds a man can experience, and I speak from experience. It is so painful, it is buried deep, deep, deep within the unconsciousness. And when we abandon ourselves, abandon our sexuality, we are abandoning our power, our true power. Now think for a moment how profound that is. When we abandon our sexuality, we abandon ourselves. Now you can see why the gender wars, these changes in pronouns, are truly painful and excruciating wounds of avoidance of abandonment. As a man, I naturally hold the energy of fire. But in order to purify myself, and contrary to popular belief in the spiritual community, especially in the masculine community, I didn't go through fire, a trial of fire. I had to go through the water, deep into the blue, deep into the feminine, deep into my emotions to free myself from shame, which meant I had to surrender to the feminine within and to the feminine without, which was my partner, Hazel. For it's only when a man first surrenders to the feminine can he truly be free. It's a controversial topic, but it is the only way a man can heal the abandonment wound and all the other wounds that he has against the feminine. Because the abandonment wound essentially is the abandonment from our mother Gaia and from our birth mothers. And all the men and women who have this wound have it buried deep within their unconsciousness, which is exactly what I had to do. I had to go into my unconsciousness and find that. For a woman, it's the abandonment of the father in the sky, but for a man, it's within the deep earth, in the sacral chakra and the root chakra, connecting with the earth chakra. It's about these lower colors in the body, which are really difficult to cleanse. But I realized when I was going through this deep purification, once I purified and surfaced from the deep waters of my emotions, surfaced from all the hidden shame and ignorance, that I was able to reclaim my fire. But I didn't scream and bash my chest like you see in the movies and on TV shows. I reclaimed my fire with grace, honor, and gratitude. I reclaimed the fire like it was a lost friend. Through this spiritual initiation, I learned that I now held the energy of fire and of water. And so when I started to dance, there became an alchemy within my heart, which allowed me to create my own unique dance. This is what I have done. I embodied the water and the fire, and I created something in divine union with myself. Something unique, sacred and pure to me. Alchemy. So let's stay on the topic of the dance. Why is the dance so frightening? It can be frightening to many, but many find it exhilarating because the dance holds power. So when the dance comes to you, is it asking you to move? But how do you move? Do you move with the energy around you? Do you move to free yourself from the judgments of others? Do you move out of fear? Do you move to learn how to move? These are all movements, but they're not quite the dance, for the dance comes from within. It comes from moving in a beat to a tune that only you or I can hear. The tune of our own hearts. Music is a melody, and sometimes that melody has words. But those words, like my words, also play a melody to your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. And what is melody but a vibrational expression of creation, a vibrational creation of expression. So the question we can ask ourselves is, am I dancing to my own heart? Am I dancing to the beat, to the rhythm of my own heart? Or are we dancing from fear? Do I dance out of fear from judgment, the judgment that my melody, my love, is not good enough? So to answer all these questions, I spoke with the spirit of the panther. Every animal has a spirit which has a unique colour and makeup of its soul design, a design that is created with a purpose of teaching and mentoring, a purpose of living, a purpose of love. And it is my job, my undertaking, to understand the different energies of nature, to engage with them, embody them, learn them and translate them. And this is what I do. This is my passion. This is what I do today in the name of the dance of the unknown. Now, the panther is a mysterious spirit, and it really represents the unknown because it sits in the darkness, it waits and it pounces like most cats do, but its energy is unique from other cats and animals. It's sleek, sensual and sexy like the feminine, for all cats are feline, which is the feminine line. When a cat moves, it moves every muscle in its body in a sensual fashion, whether it's a male cat or a feminine cat. It expresses its sensuality like it's the sexiest being in the room, and it does this all day, every day. We see this in society as the deep feminine energy. We see it everywhere in magazines, movies, and television. We associate the feminine energy with the feline energy. Every animal has its own dance, but today I chose the panther because it stirs up a part of me that makes me want to dance, my feminine part of me. As men, we are afraid to express our dance, our creativity, and our emotions, because sometimes that looks feminine. But it is the energy of life, for the feminine is life. And this is confusing for men, because we are taught to bash our chests and chop wood. And when we're fed up of our fathers, brothers and friends and society telling us to bash our chests and chop wood, we rebel and we change our sexuality, or worse, we change who we are. For how is a man supposed to make sense of his purpose amongst all of this mix of energy? So as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm a mentor of the pure masculine. So what does it mean to be masculine in its purity in this message of the dance? It is the presence, it is the support and protection. And when you provide that presence, support and protection to the feminine within you and outside of you, it allows the feminine to dance without labels, without judgment and without fear. So it allows you to do the same. It allows the feminine energy to be free, to be unchained, for it is only through acknowledging the power of the feminine energy can man truly be free. The panther stirs up my greatest fears because it's the embodiment of the unknown. Why is the unknown so frightening? To me, the unknown is the power of creation itself. It's the paradox of creating something out of thin air, just like the dance. If you trace back the creation of everything and anything, it comes from nothing, and nothing comes from everything. So to create something unknown is to create life, the power of creation. This power is so big in its love that it can be frightening, for it is the power of love, and what is more frightening than love? Will I fall? Will I succeed? Will I win? Will I lose? Will I be judged? The questions flood into my mind, but no answers appear. For the panther doesn't dance to answers, it dances to the rhythm of expression, the rhythm of the night, the rhythm of the deep, the rhythm of life, and the rhythm of death. Death in nature is not judged in the way that we judge death. Death is one of the highest expressions of love you can encounter, for it is the end of a cycle of love which allows and makes way for a new cycle of life to begin. The rebirth. So you could call death the life giver, the game changer, for it works with life by directing life. So let the power of death direct your dance. Let it direct the death of your ego, the parts of you that prevent you from releasing the dance within your heart, your life, the parts of you that wish to suppress the feminine. Let the naysayer inside you, the one that says you cannot dance, you shouldn't dance. Don't dance like that. That's not right. Or what are they thinking of me? Let that voice, that naysayer, die. Let the voices be drowned out by the rhythm of your melody. dance so in rhythm to your heart that your DNA holds hands with your soul and shakes you into a higher dimensional timeline of purpose and bliss. You do not know how the panther will strike, or even if it will strike. It creeps behind you, circling you, watching you, jaw ajar, saliva dripping from its bright white teeth, illuminated in the dark like fluorescent knives. It is walking and stalking in reverence to the unknown, to the deep sensuality of the dance of life, the dance of the deep. It circles and questions you, are you ready? Are you worthy for the dance? Can you allow my power to dance through you, wild and untamed? It is sensual, it is dark and sexy, and more often than not, it cannot be contained or described in words, so it must be danced. How do you describe your pain to someone in dance? How do you describe your wishes and desires that you dare not speak to another? How do you talk to your life when you wake up in the morning? Why talk when you can dance? Dance out of bed, dance to your bathroom, dance to the kitchen, dance to your life. The panther works in the darkness because its love is overwhelming, so much so that it exposes the fear hidden in the darkness. This is what makes the panther so unique, because even the darkness is afraid of me, it says. But you must not be afraid of the darkness, for it is only there to be loved. To understand the fear of dancing, the fear of the dance, you must understand the fear you have of your own love, of love in general. It is not your soul that fears love, it's your ego. Because the ego is false darkness, it is the impure parts of you that have become stuck, old, distorted and twisted through the constant betrayal of your heart, the betrayal of buying the lies. And because they are part of you, they cause you to forget who you are. How can you remember who you are when you have so many parts of you telling you who you are not? This is why the dance is so powerful, for the dance allows you to tap into the melody of your own soul, the melody of your light and your love. The light purifies the darkness within you, so that deep sensuality of your dance can flow through the darkness, through the night. Be not afraid of the darkness, for the darkness is trapped in you, not the other way around. So when you dance, you say to the voices, I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with me. When you next dance, watch out for which animal stalks you, circles you. It might not be the panther. Will it be the flamboyant flamingo that prances in dance? Will you be the dragon that dances with the wind? Will you be like Bambi on ice? Or will you reclaim your power of dance as the panther watches? Only you will know. For the dance of life is unknown. Circle yourself, center your stage. All eyes are on you. Don't let yourself down. Bring yourself up and be the star that you are. For it is you that dances. For you. Don't dance for the lust of another. Dance for the lust for life and the wholeness within yourself. When I work with the panther, I work with two colours in particular, purple and black. The purple to me is the beauty of sovereignty, the authority of beauty. It is the reverence to beauty without lustful control. It is the right to be beautiful. It is the right to be here in beauty, and to show your beauty without fear. This is one of the problems that women have in society. They call it catcalling. Women live in fear of being beauty, of being beautiful and showing their beauty, so much so that they try to cover it. And men berate them. The black is the deep sensuality of the earth. It is feeling. You can't see in the dark, but you can feel. It is the power from beneath your feet that we disconnect from and take for granted. The black is the unknown feeling of love in all its colours. So receive yourself in the dance. Receive the darkness. And love it like you love yourself. Love it like you love the animals that dance around you. For they are only your mirrors. What is the energy of the dance? The energy of dance is elemental. It embodies the different energies of earth, fire, wind, water, and spirit. But how does this show in the world around us, in nature? Is it a movement? Is it the playfulness of foxes? Is it the gliding of an eagle's wings in the upcurrents of wind? Is it the dance for a mate? Is it the dance of danger? Is it the hunt for food? It is all of these, because it is the dance of life and death. The dance surrounds us everywhere, but it's not obvious to see, even when it's right in front of us. So let me point out the dance to you in the elements that surround us. The element of earth. The soil does not move. It holds, supports and nurtures, but it can be cracked open. Watch as a tree dances. It happens slowly over days, over weeks and months. It remains rooted in the darkness and it blooms into magnificence, showing all its beauty, shaking its leaves, shaking off that which no longer serves, giving back to the darkness, feeding from the light of love and branching out in the world. So dance your life like the tree. Water, the water within us, the emotions, the consciousness. When the waves push forward and then pull back, watch as a fisherman casts his line. He pulls back, he casts forward, and then he pulls back again to catch his prey. This is the dance being mirrored in us from the emotional consciousness of water and the moon intertwined. Can you dance into your life like water? Can you flow like water? Fire is heat. It is explosion, rage and anger. It is the raging fire of your emotions and creativity. But fire is also grace, beauty and elegance. Fire cannot be tamed, but it can be respected. It is the fertilization of the soil. It is the transmutation of the old person we were into the ashes from which we are reborn. Fire is a friend to be honored, so dance like the flame. Air is wind, it is breath, it is whoosh, it is the carrier of sound. It is what allows us to breathe life into our bodies and give back to life with the carbon that we breathe out. Air is the cold and hot air that dances with itself to create the hurricane and the tornado. It is the twirling dance of chaos, the pirouette of nature's movement that cleanses the land to make way for something new that can be built and created. These are the laws of nature. So can you dance in chaos? Can you be unpredictable? Can you dance like the wind? Spirit is the fifth element. It's the spirit that is all around us and all within us. It is what guides us. It is what holds us. It is unseen and seen, known and unknown, stillness and movement, seeing and hearing, pushing and pulling, jumping and standing. It is the beating of our hearts. It is the energy that flows through our limbs that guide the other elements. It is what brings us all together here. It is love. So today, dance to the rhythm of love. Dance your life to love. Come to life in love. And you will find your dance.